Joining us on the phone today, we have Rachel Taylor. She is the Community Development and Philanthropy Coordinator over at Home and Community Support Services Gray Bruce. Let's learn more about Home and Community Support Services and what they do. Hi, Rachel. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for reaching out to us.
Well, thanks for joining us to learn more about this organization. I know that it might not be unfamiliar to Shoreline listeners as to what HCSS Gray Bruce is. So I'll let you tell us what you're all about and what kind of services you offer the community.
Home and Community Support Services, or HCSS for short, offers community-based support services for seniors and adults living with disabilities across all of Gray and Bruce counties. So the way we do that, our staff and team of volunteers, we have six different support service programs that we offer. The first one being transportation for those that need rides to places they want to go. And that could be something like a non-urgent medical appointment. It could be running errands, going to get groceries, get your hair done, or going to one of our day-away programs. In terms of a local ride, we also offer more long-distance rides for folks that maybe need to get to a doctor or a surgical appointment out of town in London or Toronto. So we help folks with rides to those appointments. Our next program is a very popular one, our Hot and Frozen Meals on Wheels program. And so that's helping to make sure that folks have access to affordable and nutritional meals, especially, you know, as we age and the size of our households get smaller, cooking for two or even just one isn't as exciting. And it can get costly to do that in an efficient way. So our frozen or hot meals are really great resource for people in the community. After that, we have our Day Away program, which is a great social program for seniors or folks with disabilities, where they can go to one of our six locations and have a fun day out. They get to visit with other folks at the program. We have great activity coordinators who make sure they have fun things to do. There's always both a cognitive and a physical exercise that's sort of worked into the day's activities. They get great snacks and have lunch together, and it's all done in a medically supervised environment. And so this program is so great for the people that visit it, but even more so, it's a great opportunity for rest for their caregivers. And then for folks that are looking for a little bit more of a longer respite, we also have an overnight program that our Day Away clients can attend. And so they can get up to a five-day visit at that program. And so it's a continuation of the Day Away program, and then they just spend the night with us. And the other programs that we have are our housekeeping program. So as folks age, or if their disability is limiting what they're able to do physically, their housekeeping program can help with general chores around the house and maintenance that way. And then lastly is our friendly visiting program, which operates almost completely by volunteers. Our coordinator, Polly, takes volunteers from the community and folks who are looking to have somebody come into their home for a bit of a social visit if they're feeling a bit isolated. She gets to know everybody, gets to know their interests and hobbies, and tries to work to pair people together and make friendships that she knows are going to last for a long time. So that's kind of, it's a lot, but those are the six programs that we offer in the community.
Tell us about volunteers, the need for volunteers, and if anyone is interested in maybe giving their time to HCSS, how would they go about doing that?
So we always are looking for new volunteers, especially because we cover such a large geographic area. We need volunteers from all different parts of Great Bruce and try to keep all of our volunteers sort of core to their area. And so we need folks who are willing to help us with transportation rides, and those can, again, be local rides or long distance, depending on what your preference is there. We need folks to help us with delivering of our hot and frozen meals on wheels. And so both of those programs, since they're vehicle-based, we do offer mileage reimbursement for those volunteers. And then if socializing is more your thing, then there is the friendly visiting program that would be a good fit, or helping out in our day away with hanging out and keeping our seniors company in that program, playing some cards and, you know, that sort of fun stuff. And so our volunteer coordinator, Holly, would be happy to take anybody's call who's interested in helping us out.
Of course, they can find information online at hcssgraybruce.com. It's been great to talk to you this morning, Rachel, and learn more about Home and Community Support Services of Gray and Bruce. Anyone that was interested in anything that we talked about today, about the support programs that are offered or about volunteering, do look them up online at hcssgraybruce.com. Thanks again, Rachel, for talking to us today.
Thank you.